An abomination and a death trap. That's how the head of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency described the new aid distribution system in Gaza, backed by the US and Israel. Over 460 Palestinians have reportedly been killed in recent weeks while trying to access desperately needed humanitarian aid. At least 46 people waiting for aid were killed by Israeli fire in two incidents in central and southern Gaza yesterday, according to rescuers and hospitals. Rosalia Bolin, UNICEF specialist concentrating on children in Gaza, is on the line. Rosalia, you've spent 6 months in Gaza. You're back in Italy at the moment and due to go back to Gaza soon. Can you tell us what you saw or heard as people tried to get food from those food distribution points?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm really glad you're asking because, you know, the world's attention is elsewhere. But in Gaza, we're really at the worst point we've ever been at. We're really hitting rock bottom. And it is because of several things, including because people are being killed trying to reach food. My colleagues have been meeting with several people injured in those food distributions. They've met them in hospitals in southern Gaza. Among them was a 13-year-old boy, Abd al-Rahman, who sadly died a few days later from his wounds because hospitals are really on their last legs too. They're overwhelmed. There's just this overflow of injured people. There's shortages of medicines, of medical supplies. So we're seeing a very chilling pattern day in, day out. You know, nobody should have to choose between dying of hunger or risking their life to get food. And one of the guest houses from UNICEF where I typically stay in the Rafal Mawasi area, it's absolutely chilling. You can actually hear gunfire. You can hear automatic rifles shooting. You can hear people screaming in because of the vicinity with these distribution points. So I have to say, there's many different ways to die in Gaza. Bombardments continue also on tents, on schools. Restrictions on aid continue, and that means that every child in Gaza today is hungry, is thirsty, is exhausted. We know of children who've died of malnutrition, and as temperatures soar right now, there's also not enough clean water. So we see a worsening of the sanitation situation. We see the spread of diseases, hepatitis E, hepatitis A, watery diarrhea. Sewage is overflowing in the street because there's not enough fuel for pumping stations to operate. So it's really a man-made catastrophe we're seeing unfolding in front of our eyes. It's the worst we've been at in these more than 20 months of war.
Rosalia, how is UNICEF getting aid people in Gaza now that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is distributing the aid?
Well, thankfully, we are allowed since May 19th to bring in limited quantities of select items. We don't distribute that at the sites of this so-called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. We have long been present in the Gaza Strip, sadly, already before October 7th. We have hundreds of distribution points. We have malnutrition treatment points, temporary learning centers. So we have an established network and personnel on the ground who are distributing the limited supplies that we bring in. But I really have to underline that what we are allowed to bring in is just woefully insufficient to meet children's even most basic needs. You know, there shouldn't be any restrictions on the type of items, on the quantity of items. That's only for humanitarians to determine what is needed. And we know what is needed, and we have our supplies ready. So it's absolutely unacceptable that we're not able to bring supplies in at scale, which is what Gaza need. They need the mass influx of humanitarian assistance and commercial supplies. Over 20 months, families have been deprived of the essentials they need to survive.
Are people trying to and hoping to intercept and access humanitarian supplies while they are in transit too?
People are beyond despair. They haven't had anything to eat for a long time. So they're really trying all they can to indeed get their hands on aid supplies, on food supplies, on whatever is coming in. But the sad reality is that only a trickle is coming into Gaza. By far insufficient to fulfill the needs of a population of over 2 million people. And once more, it doesn't have to be that way. UNICEF alone has the equivalent of 1,000 trucks worth of life-saving assistance. We have that ready in our warehouses, and we'd be able to bring that in soon as we're allowed to do so. And the same is true for other humanitarian organizations. During the ceasefire period earlier this year, we were distributing directly to families, and nobody got killed. Because if sufficient aid enters Gaza, that will help reassure people, and it'll take away the panic. So we need the mass influx of supplies.
Rosalia Bolland, UNICEF specialist concentrating on children in Gaza. Thank you.